This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
13.6 million people are currently out of work due to the pandemic. Many people are trying to figure out how to find a job. CEO of ClearPath Wealth Strategies, Trevor Houston, breaks down his job search Trojan horse strategy that can help people in their hunt for employment. Thanks for joining me, Trevor.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm the host of the Who You Know Job Networking Show, which is an online platform that hosts, you know, job seekers, recruiters, hiring managers of different companies. And we bring them onto our platform to, you know, interview them, give them access to different resources, and really just help these job seekers, you know, in one of the biggest times of need. And right now with COVID, it's just been amplified, you know, with all these people being furloughed and let go from all these big companies. So
have you noticed there's been a change in how people have been searching for jobs?
Definitely. Everything's digital now, right? Everything's online. And the internet kind of created a big problem. And it's that easy apply button, right? You're now not just competing locally for jobs, you're competing globally for jobs. And so it means that the supply and demand right now, the supply is super high. You got tons of job seekers on the market, and these employers, you know, they get real picky. They start looking for what we call the purple squirrel, and they want you to fit every single little checkbox. And if your resume isn't optimized just right, and you don't fit all the, you know, all the checkboxes, then, you know, forget about it. They'll move on and keep looking for someone else that does meet all the little checkboxes. So that's what we call the purple squirrel.
Yeah, that's the joke when an employer wants someone to have like 15 years of experience with a 2-year-old program. And it's like, I don't think that's possible.
They want a 22-year-old with 15 years of experience. That's what they want.
Yeah. They want to
like it just doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, that's the big joke, but I never thought of that. It's actually because you're going up against people globally. So of course they're able to have these huge expectations when the pool is actually much larger than you thought it was.
Yeah, 100%. And now with COVID, it's even worse because, you know, now you've really opened up that pool because people and companies are going remote. And so a lot of these companies are waking up and saying, you know what? We can literally hire people from anywhere. It doesn't have to be restricted to this demographic, a mile radius, a 50-mile radius, and all that. No. They literally open it up to the world, and it creates that supply and demand issue. And so it just makes it real tough for job seekers. Job seekers have a hard, hard time right now, I can tell you that much.
So what can you do? I mean, do you make your resume SEO-friendly then to try to grab more attention to yourself?
Your resume is important, and I teach job seekers how to optimize with keywords and in your headlines and all these good things. But at the end of the day, there is no such thing as a perfect resume, and you don't know what ATS system your resume is going into, and so it becomes really, really tough. And what you're trying to do is crack the code at that point, right? You're just trying to crack the code, and the problem with that is you're not going to crack the code. And there's a lot of recruiters out there and a lot of coaches out there trying to teach people how to crack the code. And I'm going to tell you, I was just featured on Forbes for what I call the job search Trojan horse. And it has absolutely nothing to do with the resume. What it has to do with is networking and effective networking strategies to get that resume in front of the decision makers, and not only get it in front of that decision maker, to get a conversation, a real conversation, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, you know. And how do you do that? And how do you get their attention and basically command the attention from that recruiter or that hiring manager? And so I was just featured in Forbes for that strategy. It's called the Job Search Trojan Horse. I would encourage people to go check that out. And it's huge. We're helping thousands of job seekers actually get that conversation, you know, and get their resume out of the black hole and get it in front of human eyes.
So the networking portion, I mean, that's pretty difficult right now with COVID. You can't go around to networking parties, and a lot of people, you didn't realize how close you were to some and how not close you were to other people. So in that case, social media, how important is it to job searching?
It's everything. Social media is everything. LinkedIn, is massive, right? And so one of the strategies that we teach is to go onto LinkedIn, search for the decision makers, because the recruiters and the hiring managers, they have profiles there, and you can go do a simple search and find them. Once you find them, though, the hard part is getting that conversation, and that's where we come in, and that's that job search Trojan horse, where what we're going to do is we're going to comment on their content. We're going to go and we're going to add value, but we're going to do it in a way that's so engaging and so enticing that they just, like, I'm going to tell you, 99% of the time they respond back and positively. And the way you do that is with a video comment, and you write their name on a whiteboard, right? You write their name on the whiteboard so they can see their name, and it entices them. If you see your name on a video written on there, you're like so curious why the heck your name is written on there. And you're just like curious about it. And so you press play, and that's all you need. You need them to press play. You need them to see you. And at that point, you leave essentially like a voicemail, and you just say, hey, you know what? I love your content. It was amazing. I love that post about whatever you were talking about. I thought it was so amazing. And you know what? I'd love to have a conversation with you sometime. I know you're really, really busy. So I put a link to my calendar down below. Let's hop on a quick call. Love to chat with you more.
What about other social media platforms? I mean, like Facebook, Twitter, even TikTok, but TikTok may not be around for much longer. Who knows? But I mean, things like that, because I've seen people use those mediums to try to generate some kind of leads. And I mean, are those okay to do? Or LinkedIn is like, that's the place to be. Is that the party right there?
Well, LinkedIn is definitely where the party is, for sure. But I will tell you that you can use all of these social media platforms. It's all about visibility. And the person that's the most visible is going to win at the end of the day, okay? So what you want to do is first create optimized content for LinkedIn, okay? And what's really neat about it is if you make optimized content for LinkedIn, you can actually post that content to all of your other social media channels. So you can put it on TikTok, you can put it on Facebook, you can put it on Instagram, and create a YouTube channel. You know, create the content, post it on the other social media channels to bring awareness to your job search. And then make sure you watch those comments, because people are going to reach out, they're going to comment. You may get somebody that you know least likely expected to say, hey, you know what, I got a connection at Toyota, I can hook you up over there, right? You just never know where it's going to come from.
Okay. Now, hashtags, do you think that's relevant to put into your resume or to put into your videos? I mean, like should you be doing that?
Yes, we recommend around 3 hashtags. I see people do, you know, good strategies and bad strategies, where the bad strategies, they're putting like 50 hashtags. They're trying to stuff it with hashtags to get more visibility in their content. I wouldn't do that. It's actually kind of spammy. The algorithms don't really like that. Use 3 relevant hashtags. So whatever your search is about, like let's say it's project management, okay, is what you're looking for. Then you put hashtag project management, hashtag recruiters, right? That's a great one. Hashtag careers. And these have large followings. And so when you use a hashtag, it goes into that feed, and everybody that follows that feed potentially can see it. It doesn't guarantee they'll see it, but potentially they will see it if they're following it.
But what about in your resume? Like, should you have that in your resume? Because that's where I got confused at. Like, do you put it at the very bottom of your, you know, your Word document, a couple of hashtags?
No, I definitely wouldn't put any hashtags inside the resume. No, I would not do that part. Yeah, if they're doing that, then they're doing it wrong for sure.
Okay.
Because the recruiters aren't searching for hashtags inside of their ATS system. When they're searching, they're not searching for hashtags in the ATS.
You hear that, people? No hashtags in your resume.
No, don't do that. That may look a little weird, but I could see where maybe a millennial or Gen Z would think that was clever, but no, don't do that in your resume.
Now, are there any scams you have to be wary of when job searching?
Oh, definitely. It's unfortunate, but there's a lot of just people that probably should be arrested. A lot of scams going on out there where they're trying to get your information. If you see anything or feel it, right, that if you get that sixth sense that something's not quite right, if they're moving too fast, if they're asking for your account number, beware, okay? Do a little research. A lot of times you'll be like, what job was this again? If you can't remember the job, right, then do a little research, figure out more information. Don't just give your social and your account numbers and all that kind of stuff out, because unfortunately there are bad people out there, and they're preying on your vulnerability as a job seeker. You know, they're preying on that vulnerability. So definitely be careful and beware.
Yeah, I remember when the recession happened, I would always get those phone calls saying like, hey, we have jobs for people like you who don't have one. And they're like, hey, if you give us $500, we'll help you get into this group who are looking for jobs seekers like yourself. And I always decline because it always had red flags for me. But is that like a real thing, or was that a scam too?
Well, there are places that will help you, right? And if you pay them, they'll support you and they'll help you. But there's also a ton of free advice that's out there. It's kind of like one of those fine lines where you have to see, is there true value? Do your research. Is there a true value to what they're offering you? There are some legit companies out there that maybe for $500 will do a ton of work for you and help you and maybe retool your resume, optimize it, network for you, do a lot of stuff for you. And it may be worth it for $500 to really expedite your job search. Could be. But when you start seeing these big old price tags, these $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 price tags, start really thinking about what's the value you're getting. And is this real? Is this worth it? Are they promising the world and they're not going to deliver, and now you're $15,000 out? So just beware. Look in it. Do your research before you start spending a whole lot of money on those resources.
Now, do you have any other tips that you could suggest to people that need some assistance right now with their job search?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Here's one that's really neat. And this one is just brand spanking new, fresh off the iron, okay? It's a new feature on LinkedIn called Stories. And you're thinking, what Stories? Well, it's been on Instagram, and it's been on Facebook, and it's started with Snapchat, right? Stories. LinkedIn just released Stories a couple of days ago in the United States. So this is fresh, and it's new. And so what you want to do is document your search. Document the struggles you're going through. Document the challenges. If you get rejected, if you got an interview, that's a success, right? Just document, document, document. And what this is going to do is it's going to humanize you. Because right now, unfortunately, the whole job search process has been dehumanized, and people just look at you as two pieces of paper. They look at you as a resume. Well, you're so much more valuable than the words on your resume. So we need to humanize you. We need to make you a person. And so using Stories is a great way to do that. It's a great way to humanize you so that recruiters start looking at you as a person and not just two pieces of paper.
I like that. That's actually pretty cool. I mean, because you're right. How many horror stories have you heard on, mostly on Reddit, where someone will be like, yeah, I took half the stack of resumes and I just threw it away.
Yeah. You know, ultimately, it's just paper, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll never be able to put me on two pieces of paper. Like, you just can't do it. You can't put Trevor Houston on two pieces of paper. I doubt that they could put you on two pieces of paper either, right? Like, it's just not going to happen.
Right.
So, show them who you are, why you're the best person for the job, what your value is, what are you bringing to the table, how can you solve their problems, you know, and be creative. This is 2020. We've got to use technology. They're going to use technology to weed us out, to make us jump through hoops and to weed us out and to take people out of the job search. Well, you need to use technology to put you back into the job search.
Now, for the person who's been doing this for months on end, who can't find a job that goes along with their degree, how do you keep your sanity for that person? Like, what could you do to not give up?
That's a great question. So understand that there's a lot of support out there. Connect with the resources. There's a lot of these job networking groups. And depending on where you're at, they may be more than other areas. Like in Dallas-Fort Worth, for instance, there are a ton of groups. Plug in. Have accountability. Get to know people. They're going to lift you up when you're down, right? That's what that whole networking group is about. It's about the support to encourage you, to lift you up, because it's easy to get down in your job search. It's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get anxious and have fear and anxiety. But if you have people around you that are going through the same things, but they can lift you up during those times, right? It's kind of like churches. You know, you've got small groups. In those small groups, you lean on each other. Iron sharpens iron. And that's what those groups are designed to do. So I would highly encourage people who are going through that to get plugged in, right? Get involved, meet other people and help other people through those dark times.
Well, Trevor, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Go connect with me on LinkedIn, Trevor Houston. And you can also go to our website, which is whoyouknow.show. And it's YA, we're in Texas. So whoyouknow.show.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASOMVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.